Yes, welcome to the HMP podcast. Oh crap, I screwed that up.
Wow, you talk
Oh,
way
I'm
too fast.
so ready too. Dang it, I've been like sitting on the edge of my chair waiting for the intro. Welcome to the HMP podcast, the show where we talk to each other and call it content. Boom, that is a ton. I was saying that all day. Literally, I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm not gonna screw this up. I've been saying it all. I just screwed it up. I'm so mad.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
it's embarrassing. I've been walking around my room practicing. Welcome to the HMP podcast show where we talk to each other and call it content. I've been practicing back and forth. Oh, okay. We're back, kinda.
yeah.
It's been too long. It's been how many months? We haven't done one since like the beginning of February.
March was our last one. March
March?
1st.
It's like August now. Our apologies. We are really bad at consistency.
Yeah.
We've had some opportunities where we would do it, but we just didn't. Just yeah.
Yeah.
We need to get back into our podcast groove here. They're 20 minutes long, so we won't even waste your guys' time.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
You can do anything in 20 minutes. You can listen to us in 20 minutes. You can take a shower in 20 minutes. You can die in 20 minutes.
How would you die in 20 minutes?
You could die in 20. You could die in 1 minute. You could die in.
You could die in a second.
You can die in a second. You can die in 0.1 second.
Exactly.
There's no telling. Whew. So I think we're gonna try. I'm gonna try and get this to be back as a thing, because we were popping. Like if our view we talk. Yeah, we were. I think. I don't know. I think we were on the tw their tw Anchor's Twitter.
We're on Anchor's Twitter. What? Anchor has a Twitter?
Yeah, Anchor has a Twitter. They're verified too. I thought I saw it. It could have just been an accident, but if we're not on the Twitter yet, then hey, Anchor, hook us up. We're popping right now. We were popping. We were getting more popular as we kept doing more podcasts. Like we started out with like 14 views, then we had 20 views, and we're getting 30 views. But if we keep going, I have a feeling we're gonna be like more intriguing and interesting.
Yeah, I hope
And
so.
it'd be cool if this becomes a thing. We have to actually do this consistently.
We need to set up a schedule though, 'cause
Yeah, did you hear Anchor? The Anchor's creating like studios for people. They're
that would be nice.
creating. I think it's called like the
That.
it's called the Anchor Lab, and I think it's already existing. But what you do is you just reserve one of their anchors' rooms, and then it's all yours.
Where are they?
I don't know where they are. It's probably in Hollywood, California. It's probably most likely.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Well, you know, it's
That's a long drive.
a long drive, and we're also teenagers.
Exactly,
We're
there's
probably the
no
youngest people on this website. On this, not this website, whatever this is. There's a company.
maybe.
I
Oh, I
also
guess.
noticed that at the end of our podcasts, I think if it's, they'll say there's like this guy that comes on the end of our podcast when we close it, and he's like, "This video was made by podcast." Like, oh shoot, I can't talk. This podcast was made by Anchor, and like, and then they just sponsor themselves at the end of their podcasts.
I mean, I would.
I mean, good promotion, good
Yeah,
promotion.
exactly. Especially for all viewers out there.
Yeah, this would be cool if it comes a thing. We've been in marching band for the past week also, so we were going to do it last week. We were going to try and do it, but we've been at band camp. But basically, band camp is just marching band
Don't.
practice for a week.
Please, let's not get into this.
It's pretty awful. We have to actually go there in about 6 hours again, just to freaking get yelled at by freaking Hollingsworth.
Hey, you just gotta follow what he's doing, okay?
Remember, he yelled at Alexa for absolutely nothing.
When?
That was hilarious. He's like had this 20 minutes of awkward silence, so he could just go, Alexa, do you think this is a joke? And then she was counting. Hollingsworth is like, speak up, I want to hear you counting. And then so Alexa starts counting, and then she gets yelled at. I think she was counting like a little obnoxiously, maybe, but I don't.
I think it was her steps, because Charles just can't hear us counting.
Yeah, obviously, if he's on the other side of the football field in the like 30 feet up, you gotta scream. What else have we been doing?
Tennis.
Oh yeah. Oh, tryouts are coming up. I'm so scared.
Brennan, it's not tryouts.
But you have to, like, prove
you're
yourself.
Doing challenge match. First of all, you're going to learn how to play tennis before you even do challenge matches.
I know how to play. It's just...
Yeah, but all you're going to be doing is you're going to be looking who you're going to be paired up with for doubles. That's all. There's no way you can make the team because we don't even have enough for a team yet.
Yeah, Buchanan isn't the tennis friendly.
Stupid.
But Buchanan doesn't care about any sports besides football and hockey. Literally, that's it.
And basketball as well.
Basketball.
And baseball sometimes.
Sometimes baseball. If they're lucky, baseball. If they're feeling like it. But like the other sports like soccer and tennis, the quote unquote gay sports. Someone told me that. So they were like, so I told them I played soccer and tennis, and so they're like, oh, so the gay sports.
Who told you that?
I forgot her name. I forgot her name. It was a girl though, and she's like an higher grade than me. But she's a douche.
In my grade?
No, I think she's in 10th grade. Well, I'm not gonna name drop on here though.
Well, Brennan, I'm in 10th grade.
Oh, I'm in 11th grade now. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, I get
I'm
you.
Used to the 8th grade. I'm a freshman now because I'm so cool. Yeah,
exactly. Now you're an actual high schooler. You won't be bullied, yeah.
Debatable.
8th graders are the ones that, like, everyone hates.
Yeah, everyone hates 8th graders, but every grade hates their grade below them. Because I know your grade hates our grade, and our grade hates the grade below us.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know if the juniors hate us. I think they do. I know some juniors hate us.
We're just getting worse. Our centuries, as we go down and down, you get uglier and uglier and nastier people.
Because people are having, like, babies at the age of, like, 2.
Oh, let's not get into that.
it's not right. I mean, you gotta wait.
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. I don't think we should talk about that.
Should talk about what?
Yeah, the whole... I can't hint it to you. What? I texted it to you, and you were like, "Why'd you text this to me?" And you're like, I don't. It was a band camp. Anyway, let's just move.
Oh,
on. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. I think if we talked about that, we'd get in deep, deep doo doo. Because I know. Our parents probably listen to this.
Yeah.
For some reason. If you're still here, parents, why?
Yeah, please stop.
9 minutes of a... Please stop. You're going to get in trouble.
Excuse me? Did you tell me to stop watching your podcast? Yeah, she's going to be like... I don't even know what she's going to say. Because I feel like if I say something, She's gonna be like, no, I never say that.
Oh my gosh. Our parents, my mom got so mad when, oh God, I don't know if I can talk about this. I'm gonna talk about it. Screw it. My mom got so mad when she got offended at our Randavid 3. We made a video, we posted it on YouTube, youtube.com/Brent Weavis if you want to watch it there. But
and salty grape juice.
Yeah, salty grape juice also there. Yeah. Look up Brent Weavis on the internet. Whatever. We posted a video. We posted a video. We took all day on it. And so like we have for 3 years we've been actually no, it's been longer than that. We started when I was like, there's the original one. So I guess we can say for like 5 years we've been doing this thing called Randavid. It's where we just make random videos compiled into one video and they're like kind of cringy funny. But what we've been doing for the past 3 years is if we've had a character named Mom and his mom is known as MomVlog77. We just gave her a channel for some reason. So he has a friend. His name is Zach. And he's played as the mom of the character. Just to like go every mom ever. Or something like that. And so what we did is we made Mom. We had two like child YouTubers. That are like trying to like. So like a little cringy YouTubers. As a child, they don't know how to edit their videos, etc. And what we did is we had Mom come in and just like stop them and yell at them. And then my mom took offense to that because she thought I was referring to her. I had zero thought. I might have got inspiration from it, maybe, but we also watched television. I probably my child television got some of that too. But she thought it was like an insult or an attack towards her. But I think where she got most offended, I was rewatching the video and we did a diss track on Mom and the part where we said, you're on your stupid little diet, but Dad said you're a hog.
Is your mom on a diet?
Yeah, I know. I was literally just thinking of the stupidest lyrics ever just to get this over with because I know we had another song we had to do afterwards. The diet thing didn't cross my mind until I watched it for like the fifth time of why my mom could have gotten offended. And I was like, oh crap. And so I told her that she doesn't believe me, but she thinks it's still an attack towards her.
Jeez.
It's a little insane.
And my mom's on a diet as well, but
it's like that diet stage. It's summertime. Everyone's got to get on their diet so they can have that sexy bod.
I'm not on a diet.
I drink diet sodas to make me feel better about myself.
I don't think those help.
I asked my dad for a diet Dr. Pepper, and he's like, why do you want a diet? Because I feel good about myself and then we were on a car ride and the entire car ride he was telling me why Diet Dr. Pepper isn't actually good for you and such, and he gets so scientific.
I love how you just do that. You just make a car ride, just be like, okay, we're gonna drive around for 30 minutes and I'm gonna tell you why Diet Dr. Pepper
read each ingredient out loud to me and I will tell you each one and their purpose.
Yeah,
that would consist of my entire car trip.
Jeez.
Wasn't fun indeed. We had another topic. No, we didn't. Yes, we did. I just think of these on the fly. This is like a we're just thinking of something to say podcast. Like, we didn't really plan this beforehand. We just like started podcasting. Just hopefully we'd have a topic to talk about. Topics. Come on, Ryland. Come on. Topics.
Topics.
Yeah, think of topics. What's going on in the world? What's going on in our personal lives that are interesting? Tennis. We already did that. We have marching band. Is that it? Is that our... We have very boring lives.
No.
I was watching the last podcasts. Our third run wasn't terrible. Our third one was actually pretty good. Our second and our first one was just garbage. So if you want to, please don't watch those. Watch our third one, because that one's not terrible.
Yeah, that one isn't terrible.
Yeah, the second one, we were talking about flossing, and you didn't know what flossing was.
Flossing, like the dance move, or like
it's the dance move, but you didn't know what it was in the second podcast, and I was just dying because
I didn't.
No, you didn't. You were like, flossing? I've never heard of it, and you knew the dance move. You just didn't know that it was called flossing,
huh?
And so yeah, I remember I talked about how we did it in Disney. It's like, you don't know what flossing is? I'm like, I swear to God, you know what flossing is. And then, yeah, it was like, I had to explain it or something. And then we talked about Tide Pods in the second podcast.
Yeah. I said, Tide Pods.
Really? Tide Pods? And then I had it in all caps because titles are just great. What if Anchor has to... I think Anchor doesn't monetize, because I was watching these two podcasters. I forgot their names, but it's actually a really good podcast. They're like, something taco. I forget. But they're like, there's like a guy and a girl, and they're like, they're funny. They're actually really funny. Shout out to them. Oh, So Taco. It's like SEW and then taco. And so, yeah, basically they just talk. I think they're Hispanic, so that's why they have the taco stuff. Because when they say, they introduce themselves and they introduce their names, it was like a little Hispanic. But their podcast is really good. Go check them out. I'm not putting anything in the description because I don't even think I can do that. But if you can, I don't want to because I don't want to go look that up.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like I've been doing the majority of the talking here, Ryland.
I'm tired, bro.
When did you wake up?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Today, I woke up at 12. But I will explain, okay? Now, last night, I've been good about everything. Band camp screwed me over. I'd go to bed at like 8 o'clock, wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I hated it. I felt good about myself. Like, it felt really good. But it just made me so mad because I was like, no, I want to go to bed at 2 and wake up at like 10 or something. That's better to get 8 hours of sleep or whatever. Instead of waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and going to bed at 8 o'clock at night. It's boring. But, so band camp was screwing me over. And now, since I kept doing this play, that's what I wanted to talk about.
I freaking forgot about the play. I was going to mention that. Okay, that's all you.
Yeah, okay, so I've been doing this play. It's called Hoka Poka. You can't see it anymore because, you know, we're done with it now. But,
ready?
Yeah, it ended yesterday. Our last performance was yesterday at 4 o'clock.
Oh, man.
But, I've been doing that for, I don't even know how long, like 2 months, and it's been screwing up my voice. Like, my voice today kind of, it doesn't hurt, it just, it's very low. Like, I feel like sometimes, it's either puberty or this play, I can't tell. But something's wrong with my voice, and my voice, like, just gives up sometimes, so I do not want to go to band tonight. No. So, I've been sleeping in, I've been going to bed later, I've been it's just been bad. And I've just been feeling, like, hungover every day.
Hungover?
Yes, hungover. Like, last night, all I did when I went to the courts, all I did was practice my serves, and I started sweating. I was actually mad at myself because I was sweating, and that's all. All I did was practicing serves.
Because
There's only me, Brighton, and Hunter.
I live in Bridge. I have two houses because my parents are split, so like I have to keep switching from whenever I'm at my dad's house. I'm not going to drive 40 minutes just to go do a tennis practice and come back. But I will. I am going to the Wednesday one because I don't really think I have a choice.
Good.
Yeah. Your play was good.
I know, right? It was
great.
The best.
How many plays did? How many times did you have to perform that?
Six.
How long do you think it took you to memorize your lines?
Memorize my lines. It took me about I think a week.
Once well, I yeah, got you didn't script, have that many lines, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, but you were the star character, and you didn't even have that many lines.
I mean, I'm not really like the star is supposed to be Brenda the witch, but
yeah, Brenda's so cute.
Yeah, Brenda. And of course, Sunday, our last performance, her voice like just gives up, so she started mumbling, like she'd be like, "Oh," and everyone was like, "What?"
She's a good actor. It's just that you guys keep whoever's writing the scripts is giving her like the hardest words to say. Like someone told she's like, how old is she? She's like 9.
I think she's 8 or 9, yeah.
She's like 8 or 9, and they're giving her the hardest words to say. and so, like she's saying, like, onomatopoeia or something. And then there's sometimes when you give her the hard words, I can't understand the sentences she's saying. But she has good expression. Like, she's a good actor. It's just the way she uses her words. Or, like, they're not things that an 8-year-old shouldn't be saying.
Exactly, like... I was scared. I was like, we're really going to give, like, one of the main parts to, like, a little 9-year-old? I was like, this isn't, I don't know if this is going to go good.
Yeah. I was walking into your play, and there's this, the little boy who plays as, like, he was the gnome, and he was the, he played a bunch of little roles, but he was like this little boy, and he went up to me, he's like, you guys coming to see the play? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm in it. So watch out for me. And he's like, okay, okay.
And then, Troy?
No, I don't know what his name was, but he was like this little boy. I think he was in like a clown outfit when he was introducing us in the door.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's Troy. Troy's like the one that just kind of.
He's a secondary character.
In there.
Yeah. Well, it's been 22 minutes. We did it. That was great.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching our HMP podcast. We're coming out with an episode 5, hopefully not in another 6 months. I'm going to set a week, okay? We'll have it in the next week.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do it every week.
We're going to get back into this. I promise you. If we don't get back into this, I want you to spam me on my hurry, Ryland, promote something. Here's our time. Spam our YouTube. Yeah, spam our YouTube so we can get. Yeah, just spam. If we don't do a podcast, I want you to spam it to us. I have my look at my profile. There's a link to my YouTube channel, so you can just spam it on me. Oh, thank you so much for watching. Anything else to say, Ryland?
Follow. Is that a thing? Is that a thing you follow on here?
Yeah, like, clap for us. Oh, they have applause now, so you can like applaud for us right now. Like spam it. We're here listening. Applaud, 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 clap, 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 clap. Clap, clap. Yeah, applaud for us. Thank you so much.
The applause.
Now cue it to our little sponsor guy, and that'll be it for you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.
Bye.